This is the national public broadcast of Imam W.B. Muhammad.
God is greater. Allahu Akbar. That's correct. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Peace to you, to all of you. As we say in Islam, Assalamu Alaikum. You know what I say, as we say in Islam. We don't have to be Arabs to say that. In fact, it didn't start for Arabs, it started for a people. And it first won the hearts of people outside of the home of Muhammad the Prophet. And then finally, victory was won for his mission and message of Islam in his own city, Mecca. But that city rejected him at first. And he had to go to a neighboring city called Medina. And that is where God blessed him to establish the mission of promoting the good life for human beings as Muslims, in the religion of Islam, which is translated religion of peaceful surrender to God, a peaceful submission to God Almighty. It is a peace that brings us to be at peace with God and at peace with His world that He made, His world of goodness. And that certainly includes all human beings, all good people. We have to be at peace with God and at peace with all good people. Muhammad the Prophet was a friend to people who did not accept him to be the Prophet. He didn't stop being their friend. He saw that they were good people, they meant well, they continued to be his friend. So why should he stop being their friend? Because they didn't accept the religion. He kept friendship with them as long as they kept friendship with him. And this is just good sense. It makes good sense to be at peace with people and appreciate friends whether they belong to your religious persuasion or not. Keep good friends with them, because you can fare better in this world with friends than you can with too many enemies. You don't want to invite enemies. Have good friends. So that is my opening word to you today. Now, I want to talk a little bit. Today is the Eid day for Muslims, and it has meaning for all people, just like the destiny, the new destiny, our New Jerusalem idea of Christians who came to this part of the world for a chance to live the life of their choosing in their own countries. Most of them couldn't live the life of their own choosing. Their life was being dictated. Some big political bosses were deciding how they were to live, denying them religious freedom, etc. So they came to this country. The pilgrims on the Mayflower and others behind them came here to have the life of their choice, a religious life of their choice under God. And the Constitution of these United States recognized that. The introduction to the Constitution, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator. There is recognition of God right there, their Creator. And with certain inalienable rights that you can't take away from them. Neither persons nor governments can take away those rights. Among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I was being a student at the time in high school, private school established by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his faithful workers, promoted by my mother, Clara Muhammad, faithfully. I was a student in high school, and our teacher was Professor Jamil Diab, who's still living. He's in Tempe, Arizona now. His son and him they run the masjid. I think his son is the imam there now because of the age of Professor, who's also a doctor. He later got a doctorate degree too, Jamil Diab. Anyway, Jamil Diab was teaching us one day, and he mentioned that statement describing our government, the kind of government we support. And he said there is nothing in that statement that a Muslim should have any problem with. And that's all he said. But later on, I studied as a student. I continued, pardon me. I was a student not only of Gerald D. Abbe at that time. I was a student of many things. I wanted to understand the world. My father gave me a belief that made me want to understand the world. So I was, even in my earlier years, and much earlier than that, I wanted to understand the world. So I was studying the world. I continued to study the world. And the more I studied the world and studied our holy scripture, the Quran, our book, the book of the Muslims, the Holy Quran, and Bible and other things, the more I came to understand those words, we hold these truths to be self-evident. The more I came to understand those words. Today, I believe that those words are perfectly suitable for Jew, Muslim, Christian, or any good people who believe in God. And that's why this country has attracted people from all religions, all persuasions, all colors, all nationalities. This country has attracted them because we see, I put myself with them now, although I wasn't attracted to come here. I got here by some accident, I think. You understand that. I think the accident happened in our land, homeland first. There was an accident in our homeland. And then somebody came and salvaged what was left of that accident, and it got us over here, got me here. And I'm happy. I didn't know it was going to turn out like this. So God was overseeing everything, wasn't he? Yeah, God was overseeing everything. God of justice. Yes. So anyway, I have come to believe that, now this is going to be a little serious word for you here. I promise you, it won't be anything I'll say later the more serious than this. So if you can take this one, you can take the rest. I'm talking to the Muslims. I believe that God has permitted the United States to progress and become strong and stronger and influence if nothing else, and it has much else going for it, to become the leader of the world today as a government. There's no government capable of leading the world today, more so than the United States of America. And most of the governments are not giving the United States of America hardly anything, but they are looking to the United States of America for much. Now, I believe that this has happened because the Christian people had good tension. They're good Christians. They're good, just like Muslims, they're good Christians and bad Christians. They're good Muslims and bad Muslims. And if you don't know who are bad, you don't need to be told who a bad Muslim is, because they've been in the news a lot lately. But if you forgot who bad Christians are, they are racists who believe in white supremacy. That's who they are. Firstly, those are the bad Christians I recognize. Bad Christians. Christ didn't pick out a black man and say he wasn't deserving of justice, you know, kindness, kind treatment. Christ, that's not Christ-like to do that. So they were not Christ followers who established that idea of white supremacy that denied blacks their human rights, etc. That was not Christ followers. But they certainly called themselves Christians. They called themselves Christians when they started their thing, and they still call themselves Christians. So they're good Christians and bad Christians. The murders that take place, the dope that's sold. You think they're communists in doing that? We know who it is doing that. So let us not be stupid and shut our eyes to our own problems in our own backyard. Just be aware of it. Muslims, we can't afford to shut our eyes to the problems that we have with bad characters calling themselves Muslims. And the Christians should not close their eyes to their bad characters calling themselves Muslims. Hitler, a Christian. Hitler called himself a Christian. He thought he was a true Christian. But look what he did and look what he advocated against Jews, against Catholics, against blacks, etc. Yes. So this wake up time, you know, we can't be sleeping around, sleeping on important matters. We got to wake up. We're all in the same boat, and we are no better than each other. That's right. What determines how good you are is really God's mercy. And God's mercy sure gave me a good mother and a father who was well-meaning, who meant well. And they put me in a situation to be the man I am today. But I have others who were put in the same situation. They didn't turn out so nicely. So it depends on your circumstances and your own choice after you're given good circumstances. Depend on your own choice. So that's what ultimately determines who's good and who's bad. Your religious label doesn't matter very much, because you can be favored to have good circumstances, and in spite of your religion, you go bad. Yeah, we know many go bad in spite of their religion. In spite of having a good religious environment to support their life, they go bad. Yeah, so much said for that. Now, getting back to my point. The Christian people were looking for a land, a place, where they could have their freedom to practice their religion as they chose to practice it. This was a new land opened up to them for that. We know there were a lot of problems, there was a lot of wrongdoing, but the good stayed. The good stayed. Slavery was one of those wrongdoings. It's gone. The rule of the mighty was another bad thing, perhaps first in magnitude. The rule of the mighty, whether they're good or bad people, the rule of the mighty, those who had money and power, they ruled. That's gone too. Just like God eventually caused the beasts that roam the earth, huge beasts.
We will return to today's broadcast after this important announcement. W. Dean Mohammed will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contributions made payable to Ministry of W. Dean Mohammed and mail to Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois 60409. And now, back to today's program.
Think of the price the pilgrims paid to come over here and establish their life again. How they suffered, how they lost so many lives, how they were persecuted and murdered in their own lands. And think how we have suffered. So this is really break time, you know. Not to have trouble anymore, I don't think. I believe the society is going to continue to move more and more toward peace for everybody. I have strong faith in that. But, you know, when people are through with war, they should begin then to work at serving human life better, taking care of their families, taking care of their properties, taking care of their cities in ruin. They're supposed to go back to work to make their life good for the human beings again, you see. So after this great long troubled period we've had with religious prejudice and other forms of prejudice and cruelties to innocent people and war, unnecessary war sometimes, all of that ending now, I do believe it's ending, we have to go to work to build up our families, first our own selves, and by that I mean build up decency in your own life individually. Build up decency for yourself in your own life. Do good for your family, strengthen your families, help your families get out of trouble they're in, no matter what kind of trouble it is. And poverty is trouble. That's not a good situation, being poor and can't have the little necessities of life. That's no good situation to be in, so we have to help our families, and then help the effort, the community effort, help your neighborhoods, help the community effort, so we'll all have better life. That's how we should be spending our energies now. We shouldn't be out spending our energies with a lot of foolishness, you know. partying all the time and just working for a paycheck just to have a couple of nights on the weekend of what we call fun. And that fun leaves us with no funds. And we have to work against it. We have to work against that. Don't go to these extremes. Extremes deny us the good life. Any extreme is bad. Don't become so holy that you're the only person in the world. That's right. Yeah, extremes can make us bad. Yes, getting back to my point, I recall saying of Muhammad the Prophet that I think is appropriate, very appropriate, for me to go back to my point with, and that saying is, quote, matters are judged by intention. He left us with this information, that in Islam, matters are judged by intentions. And he was addressing a particular situation. Some people were discussing or having like gossip going on, and they were questioning the worth of each other in the struggle for Islam during the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him. And he answered that question for them and cleared the situation, cleared the problem. He said, those who came from Mecca, city that was persecuting him and his followers, to Medina and struggled for the religion, then their migration was for the religion. He said, but those who came to have a wife or other things, then their migration was for those things. He said, matters are judged by intention. So if you carry that principle or that logic to other situations, and we should, because Islam is a religion of universal truth, the religion of universal logic, not a logic that will work here and won't work in Mexico. It's a logic that will work anywhere. It's universal logic. That's what it's meant by universal. It stands up as well on one side of the world, earth, as it stands up on another side of the earth. It stands up all over the world. It's strong everywhere. The logic never is weakened by changed circumstances. The logic is always strong, universal logic. Yes, so applying that logic now to Christians who left their homes in Europe to come to the new world that was opened up, America, as it's called, came to be called, North America, Canada, other places they came. They came so they could better serve God, so they'd be free to serve God as they thought they should serve God. Those of good intention, God would have to accept them, and God would have to be their friend and their protector when they did not have, in situations where they would not have friends and protection, God would be their friend and protector. Yes, those who had good intentions. Now, the founding fathers who wrote the plan for our government, obviously they had good intentions. The people who have accepted their vision of government for the new world and have defended it with their lives and have tried to serve its best ideas, principles, hopes, etc., they deserve too God's friendship and his protection when there was not, or when there was a need for a friend in their life and a protector for them. God was obligated to answer that need, and he has. Now, the Muslims too. I have studied this religion most of my life, and you can see I'm not a young man. I've applied for benefits, and I'm overdue. Okay, just late applying, but I applied for retirement benefits, Social Security, whatever. All this coming to me, I hope, and I intend to work and enjoy it. I'm not retired. Yeah, if you love your work, to retire is to invite an early death. If you love your work, stay with your work. Your work is your life. Yes, so I have, over these many years, studied the religions. Not one really, studied the religions. And I have come to the conclusion that for Islam and Christianity, the idea of society, morally speaking, and ethically speaking, in terms of ethics, what should be the ethics for these societies, it's the same. It's the same. Except for one principle operating in the culture of America, not the government, not the politics necessarily, not the church, but in the culture of the plan for the West. The plan for the West includes a plan for the culture of the West. So in this plan for the culture of the West, there is something that Islam cannot associate itself with. We're not believers in that. We don't accept, that is, we don't accept that society should be operated like that. So what am I referring to? This pendulum principle in the life of our culture that swings us all the way from to holiness and back to Satanism. Swings us all the way to holiness, to God, and then back to Satan. There's a principle. At certain times, our society is encouraged to be morally strong, to be decent and human by each other, at certain times in the culture of America. Then at certain times, God is discredited publicly by the media, by Hollywood, by entertainers, by the popular culture. God is discredited, credit is taken away from God to cause us, the public, not to fear God or not to practice reverence and respect for God. It's taken away. Respect for parents, taken away. Even respect for human life, taken away by the culture. So this principle that they may call the key that Peter inherited or got and passed it on to bind Satan for 1,000 years and then let him out when they want to, we can't accept that. Now, if we ever find a key to lock up Satan, we're going to lock him up and keep somebody at the door. Make sure we don't have any trouble anymore, you know? No, if God give us the power to lock him up, we're going to lock him up forever. Yeah. But God gave nobody the power to lock up Satan. That's a lot of talk. Nobody has the power to lock up Satan. God only has the power to lock up Satan. And God permitted him to take whoever he wants to take. But God says you cannot take anybody but somebody that wants to give themselves to you. Remember that, people. Satan cannot get anybody but somebody that has a weakness for him. If you don't have any weakness for him, he can't get you. So God says when the judgment comes, don't think you're going to have an excuse to say, God, I wouldn't have been this bad if Satan hadn't taken over. Satan just took me over. God's going to say to him, took either that person, Satan had no power except to invite you. He invited you and you answered his invitation. So you will be punished, not excused. This is the religion. Yes, getting back to my point now. I'm saying that those who had good intentions, they would be protected by God. And God would be their friend when they needed him. And I'm saying that those who envisioned a democratic society where all people would have same rights, the same rights accorded them by the law of the land. Now, we know it took a long time coming, but it was there. And the good finally prevailed over the attempts of bad people to make that good and that good vision of no effect. They finally lost. We had to pay a big price. Minorities in this country had to pay a big price, and majorities too suffered. The ones who tolerate us, they suffer too. The ones who are the perpetrators, they suffer. They don't know it, but they suffer while they're doing wrong. They're suffering at the same time, suffering the works of their own hands. And the victims, the minorities, the blacks number one, African Americans number one, and those others who that were persecuted, Jews and others, women, still being persecuted. You all don't know it, but women are still being persecuted, not being respected. The commercial world used feminine appeal, sex appeal, etc., to make billions of dollars. That's not decent by women to do that. But they know that they'll get money that way, so they do it. But it's not right. Yes. So, yeah, times have changed, and we know the nature of this world now. I'm making it short. I'm bringing it to closing that point out so we can continue the main point. We know that this world, how it operates, and we know Satan should be given his freedom, but God never said give him hell. But this culture helps Satan, gives Satan big help. Muslims, as I was saying, Muslims are obligated to promote the same good interests. No different. We too should be working for an ethical society. A society that works to have right win over wrong on all levels of society. A society that will hold the smallest in money, in knowledge, in wealth, or whatever, and power, the smallest citizen accountable.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.